This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, science says it is the most dangerous day of the year to be driving because everybody is tired. They lost an hour of sleep yesterday morning, Saturday night, whatever. And so just be careful if you're out and about today. And also, Courtney has extra anxiety about the heart attacks. Apparently, there are more heart attacks on this day than any other day of the year. So
yeah, I always warn my parents.
Yes, please.
I do.
Please be careful wherever you're heading on this Monday morning. Curtis is off. He will be back tomorrow. And we will be down in Quincy tomorrow doing the show at the 12th annual Saving by Shaving event at Granite Telecommunications with Joe Mazzulla and Mike Vrabel on this show, I believe, tomorrow morning. Back to quickly to the greasy politics of Gloucester. A suggestion on the Subaru of New England text line that we should have submitted Wiggy. Apparently, I didn't know this, but it used to be only the Italians, Wiggy, who used to get to do the greasy pole.
Did not know that.
And so maybe we should have submitted your Italian half.
Yep.
As opposed to Scheim, and they wouldn't have had their knickers in a bunch up there in Gloucester when
right.
we dared to suggest that somebody on a radio show could do the greasy pole on Friday on a day in advance of the full greasy pole fisherman's feast activities. So, I don't know. Maybe we could resubmit.
Yeah, and then Scheim could, last minute, I could Scheim pull out.
Yeah, you could pull out last minute. Right. Pause.
He could use my Italian heritage status. Scheim, you ain't got no Italian in you?
Zero Italian on me,
right.
brother.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Right. Who knew? I mean, is the Rotary Club going to be waiting for us when we cross the town limits? Like, they're going to put a Gloucester cop on us to watch us all morning so we don't go near the greasy pole.
Yeah, they hot over there. Damn,
I mean, I was so excited about that show. I don't know, like, and I'm guessing it's probably like one dude who's like 90 who like runs the greasy pole thing. And he's outraged because we were talking about doing the greasy pole before getting full permission to do the greasy pole.
Right.
Like, relax, guy. Right.
I thought it was just like if you could swim out there and do it, you could do it.
Yeah, no, there's a 5-year waiting list.
Yeah.
They have to do a Corey check on you.
I did not realize that. I want to know how many people go do the greasy pole every year.
Right.
Because if there is a 5-year waiting list and they do a lot of people, then that means, man.
They make you submit a 23andMe before you can even do it.
I didn't realize the greasy pole was that popular. I mean,
it is a great weekend in Gloucester, and that's why we were timing the road show out to happen in conjunction with all of the activities. I mean, I feel like we'll still have a good time, but
Jesus,
we wanted Scheim on the pole. So, all right, Scheim, I am going to executive order. They set it to 7:20.
Sounds good, Greg.
So coming up, we'll go over everything that they said this weekend, including what sad David Pasternak said about missing his friends. So that is coming up during They Said It in about 10 minutes. One lead left, and it's mine. And with regard to the situation that the Bruins found themselves in on Friday afternoon, I thought it was interesting to hear Don Sweeney, their general manager, step up on Saturday and shoulder a lot of the blame for that on himself. Here is what Don Sweeney said.
And obviously the captain and Brad Marchand, and that one goes back a long ways for me and cuts deeper than really any player that I've had the privilege of getting to know and watch thrive and become a Hall of Famer and a great one of the greatest Bruins ever. So a difficult day from that standpoint, personally and professionally. It's making some very difficult decisions and want to wish each and every one of them well. They're going to teams that we're jealous of. We've been in the same situation with those teams that they're loading up. And had we done our jobs, if I had done my job appropriately starting there, we would be adding like we have in 10 previous years.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you happy with that? He said if he had done his job appropriately, then they wouldn't be in this situation. I don't know if you can pin it entirely on him. There was an Emily Kaplan report yesterday which detailed the fact that Don Sweeney and Cam Neely, I'm assuming, had to go to ownership and beg for them when it came to the offer that they were giving Brad Marchand to get an extra year, to get the third year on there.
Oh, wow.
So, again, here we are with the meddling owners in things.
So it was like, ownership that didn't want to pay Marchand?
According to her report, in order to even offer 3 years, like ownership, I guess, wanted them to do 2 years.
All right.
I don't know about the AAV. I don't think she knows or anybody knows about the AAV part.
They were just far apart is the only report.
Far apart on that. But when it came to getting a third year,
right,
they had to march upstairs and ask the chairman or son of chairman if they could do a third year or not. Like, that's their job. That's Cam Neely and Don Sweeney's job.
I talk to chairman every day.
Yeah, let them cook. Like, it's ridiculous that they have to go up and ask ownership about that. I don't care. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who the player is. We can argue till we're blue in the face about whether you wanted Brad Marchand to finish his career here or not. I think a lot of people did.
Right.
I know Mike Milbury did. We'll talk to Mike Milbury on Thursday. But Mike Milbury thought he had earned that opportunity to finish his career here. I don't know how you – you're a former athlete.
I feel like ownership's like, all right – I get that you're the president and the GM, but you still have to run things by ownership when it comes to, contract.
To the length of a term of a contract for Brad Marchand?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
Well, yeah. What if Marchand said, I want 5 years? Are they supposed to just get the deal done?
No, but that's not
what they agreed
said.
On three.
Yeah. It was money.
It was just the money number.
So that's the thing. So it wasn't the years, then it was the money.
Yeah, three years they had agreed on. That was the report.
Right, so how much money did he want?
Yeah, they agreed after those guys had to go up there and beg him to do
it.
Right.
It makes a lot more sense as to why they treated Marchand like he had an entirely no-trade clause at the deadline and allowed him to pick his destination. Because they're like, we don't want to deal you, but we feel like we have to.
I think that they did him a favor. I think Don Sweeney and Cam Neely did him a favor by working a deal with Florida. I mean, do you think if they had their druthers, since that was the word that Don Sweeney used a few weeks ago, he would be going to the Florida Panthers? Like, no.
Don Sweeney? But then people... I'm kind of confused on how you're thinking.
Go ahead.
Because I thought everybody...
You're confused a lot on this show.
But I thought everybody and their mama wanted Marchand gone, but now we're all like, well, they should have just gave him the extra year. So let's say they would have said, all right, here's a 3 year.
Well, I don't think everybody and their mama wanted him gone. I think a lot of people.
I think Curtis put up a poll.
That's one poll, though. Like,
would you have been happy, Marchand?
Not my poll.
Would you have been happy? Because he's making $6.2 million a year. Let's say they go, all right, Marchand's coming back. 3 years, $12 million.
Yeah. Again, it's like, it's not so my money. Why do I that? Care? Right. I don't know why this. I think it's fake outrage when people do that.
I think in order to blow it up, which is what they had to do, they had to trade Marchand. I don't think they got the value for him. And Schein pointed out in his lead this morning that it may be because he's going to be out for a longer period than anybody thought. But I don't think they got the value that they could have got for Brad Marchand. I think they did him a favor and traded him where he wanted to go. And I think it's because they could not get the chairman to agree to a reasonable number on a 3-year deal.
But who would But who would want him for 3 years and $12 million? I wouldn't. You wouldn't. Courtney's the only one. We know Curtis wouldn't.
Well,
Shine wouldn't.
I just think like people pay guys at the end of their career all the time, probably more than what they deserve. Like to say that they $12 million over 3 years for Brad Marchand is outrageous. It's not.
No, no, it's not that I'm saying it's outrageous.
So then what?
Nobody wanted him. They want to rebuild this team, and by you bringing Brad Marchand back, we were the only two. I said they won't do it because they didn't have enough courage to do it. They proved me wrong. But if they would have re-signed Brad Marchand to, if we're sitting here today and there's an extension for Marchand, 3 years and $12 million, the majority of people would be like, what the hell were the Bruins doing?
Yeah, Buchagras was reporting that or speculating that they offered 2 years, $3 million a year.
Okay.
He wanted 3 years or a little more money for 2 years.
Okay.
So, I mean, to get Brad Marchand at $3+ million a year for a couple of years.
Well, that's what I said. That was
very reasonable.
That was my haircut when we talked about it.
Yeah, it's very, very reasonable to me.
But then, Shine, people and Greg would have been, why are you bringing this guy back?
Well, I think it's hard because in that situation, we never would have known what the return would have been for Marchand. But knowing what the return is, I would have been fine with a 2-year, $9 million contract or whatever. I don't know what the money is.
Right.
But like two under 10, fine. That's great. That's cool. Like you're only getting a second round pick. You got the same by trading Trent Frederick and Max Jones.
Right. That's the problem, is he didn't get any value for him. And that's why I think that there must be some frustration on the part of Don Sweeney. And so he said, fine, then if you're not going to pay him, we can't make a deal with Brad Marchand, we're going to trade him somewhere that he wants to go as a favor to the player. But that's just me speculating on that. All right. Those are our leads this morning. We will get to They Said It next. That is a quick back and forth on everything that was said over the weekend. And here is Courtney now with what is trending.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Legal tampering begins at noon today in the NFL. The league now calling it negotiation period. And there have been some wild moves in the last 48 hours. We can start with the Pats. They signed Harold Landry to a 3-year deal worth $43.5 million. And they are re-signing tight end Austin Hooper to a 1-year deal at $5 million. The Steelers are getting DK Metcalf for a second round pick and flipping picks in the 6th and 7th rounds with the Seahawks. The Seahawks also traded Geno Smith to the Raiders. The Bills extended Josh Allen through 2030, a record-setting deal with 6 years, $330 million, $250 of that guaranteed. And reports are that Devontae Adams is to sign a 2-year deal with the Rams worth $46 million, $26 guaranteed. The Browns and Miles Garrett have a deal done at $40 million a year with $123 million guaranteed. The Red Sox beat the Braves yesterday 7-3. No game today for the guys. They have the Phillies tomorrow. And the Celtics are back in action tonight. They have the Jazz at the TD Garden. Tip is at 7:30. Al Horford and Jason Tatum are questionable for this one, while Kristaps Porzingis is listed as doubtful. And it's great to have goals. It's even better to have experts to help you attain those goals. Experts in weight loss, awaken180weightloss.com. That's what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It is currently 36 degrees here in the city of Boston. It feels like 27, but the high today is 56.
Okay.
We've got a couple days this week, Greg, that we're going to get high 50s, almost pushing 60 degrees.
I heard the weekend it's going to be in the 60s, Shime.
Yes, on Sunday it looks like we're going to get a day in the 60s. Also supposed to be a little rainy, but should be in the 60s.
Parade day Sunday in South Boston. Temperature in the 60s.
Wow.
Spring is here. We still have a few tickets left for Southeast Social, our annual parade party to benefit the Greg Hill Foundation at Loco. And so we'd love you to join us. Just go to thegreghillfoundation.org.
It's the best party going. And I'm not just saying that because I work with Greg. I've been to a lot of different bars, restaurants for St. Patrick's Day, the Southie Parade. To be at Loco with that window right there on the parade route, yes, with food, drink, frivolity.
Everything.
It's the best location.
Early start to the parade this year starts at 11:30 because the, you know, it's like Gloucester. They were, the Southie people were upset that people were still partying at 5 p.m. I mean, can you imagine, Wiggy?
Wow.
Can you imagine?
I can't imagine that one.
So we will see you. Can't wait to see you on Sunday. And you could go to thegreghillfoundation.org if you'd like to get a ticket to join us. And we'll be right back with They Said It next. Chime, a little bit of breaking news for Derek, the Steelers fan, wherever he is this morning, according to Adam Schefter, at least, I guess.
Yeah, according to Adam Schefter, Aaron Rodgers now is officially an option at quarterback in Pittsburgh. So they are exploring that.
They are talking.
Correct.
They are talking. They are whispering.
Well, you're going to need a quarterback in Pittsburgh.
You do need a quarterback.
Yeah. Yes. Steelers love those old guys.
You do need a quarterback. So, all right.
Wouldn't that be the ultimate test of the Mike Tomlin, I can handle any drama, though?
Yes.
Like Aaron Rodgers and George Pickens on the same football team?
Yeah, and I would assume that Aaron Rodgers, like, the issue is that he doesn't have respect for a lot of people, I think, in that role.
Yep.
So, I mean, I think I would assume that he would go in there like at least having some respect for Mike Tomlin
initially,
who's done it for initially.
So initially would have that respect, and then you know you got a talented defense. You obviously, if you keep George Pickens, you have a very talented offense.
Yep.
So you're going into a situation where it's no longer what's around you; it's about what you do, because you have plenty around you.
Greg, real quick, we actually have some legitimate breaking news.
Okay, all right.
Ladies and gentlemen, we interrupt this program. This is breaking news. Breaking news on WEEI is presented by the BetMGM Network. For all your betting needs, check out the newly rebranded BetMGM Network on the Odyssey app or locally on WEEI AM 850.
Small fingies crossed over here, Shine.
Well, Greg, the New England Patriots have agreed to a trade.
Oh, yes,
they
let's go.
They are sending Devon Godshaw to the New Orleans Saints in exchange for a 2026 seventh-round pick.
Is that really breaking news?
I mean, Patriots made a trade.
I mean, do we need a breaking news sound
effect?
That
was not it, Sean.
I mean, the Patriots made a trade, right? Isn't that what we're asking for them to do?
Trade in somebody.
Yeah.
But sorry, my fault.
This team is going to be great in 2028. I mean, just think about that. I mean, that is great news. Yeah.
It's a real good seventh-round pick you got for Devon Godshaw.
Elliot Wolf collecting those picks. Stockpiling them, baby. Okay.
No. Import, export.
Yeah.
We want to be like Art Vandelay. We want to be We want to be imported.
Good reference, Wiggy. Yes. Great reference. All right. Hello and good morning to those that are watching this show, either on Twitch or on YouTube. And thank you to our new partner who is presenting this show every day on Twitch, Springer's Jewelers. They are in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, family-owned for over 150 years. And this week, they will service your broken jewelry at a 15% discount.
Ooh.
So that, Courtney, you probably
do they
have,
sell jewelry?
Yes, they do. Would you like
could to be good for
bit?
You?
I could.
Okay.
Me, I mean, I am. I don't know that I need anything currently right now. But
or Wiggy, you've got a wedding coming up.
That is true, yeah. So that offer ends Saturday at 6. Visit springersjewelers.com, and we thank them for keeping the lights on when it comes to the Twitch feed.
Curtis just texted our group chat. He's clearly listening this morning. Thank you, Curtis. He said, Shime, you ruined my bleeping morning.
Yeah, it ruined all of our mornings.
Yeah. But the Patriots made a move. That's breaking news.
Yeah. Okay.
I guess.
All right. We will get to Courtney in today's news coming up at 7:45, including, you know what's a dangerous life to be in? The life of the human cannonball.
Oh, wow.
Very, very dangerous life to be living, and an unfortunate incident involving a human cannonball in California.
Yeah,
and we'll get to that and the rest of the news coming up. But right now, this.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll drill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
All right, where do you want to begin this morning, Shime?
Yeah, Greg, let's begin with your Boston Bruins. They've been a hot topic this morning and all weekend, to be completely honest. And one guy that's still with the Boston Bruins, shockingly enough, is David Pastrnak. He had a bit of a sad after the game this weekend. Here was David Pastrnak on the departure of all his friends.
It's been very tough, emotional, sad. Like I said, 12 to 24 hours, obviously. A lot of stuff happened. This group, I lost personally three really close friends, and it's a very tough pill to swallow. And obviously, not only we lost big leaders in this team, but great human beings, guys with the families that I was really close to, and been here since day one with them. So it was a really tough day yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder who his three friends were he was talking about. Kylo.
Charlie Coyle.
Frederick.
Frederick. Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot there was another guy they did trade.
Yeah. I mean, you know what? He is certainly a guy that you can build around.
Yeah.
And you got him locked down for – so if you're a glasses half full person –
mm-hmm.
You got David Pastrnak locked down for the next, 6 years left on that deal? 7 years, something like that?
He's awesome.
It was a long deal.
But remember, we're in Boston and we're talking about Bruins fans.
Uh-huh.
Are you really a glasses half full or half full or half empty? It's now you got a great player on a crappy team. I mean, we've seen that before in the NHL.
Yeah, it's rebuilding.
Yes, we have.
But yeah, in the NHL, though, it seems like it takes a lot longer to rebuild.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. This is Andy from Hudson. Good morning, Andy.
Morning, Greg. How are you, brother?
Great. How are you?
I'm doing okay. Hey, just a quick shout-out to my stepson going to Quinsigamond College. Two points. To Wiggy on Marshy being worth $4 million. If Frederick's worth 2.6 for 7 goals, Marshy with 21 certainly should be worth 4.
Yeah.
But the biggest problem I had with Sweeney's thing is we're not getting a pick, that second-round pick, like you said, which is paltry at best. One NHL analyst said it was the least imaginable amount that you would get for Brad Marchand. Isn't his leadership worth keeping if you're not getting any value back for him for 2 years? That's just my thoughts on it. Don Sweeney going back, the easy one is the three first-round picks he swung and missed on. But the biggest thing, in my opinion, that he messed up on was Rick Nash over Ryan McDonough. If we had ever gotten Ryan McDonough at that year, who was traded to Tampa Bay a couple of days before Nash came here, we would have been solidified on defense, which is why we won the Cup in 11. We haven't been solidified on defense. Think of that defense we had back in 11. That defense was awesome.
Yep.
We missed out on that, and then he just trades all his first-round picks away, so we have nothing in the pipeline, and we're going to trust this guy to get draft picks and free agents. His free agents haven't been that great, and even when he brought in Bertuzzi and Orlov and Hathaway, he never keeps anyone.
Yeah,
why don't they get creative to figure out a way to keep people?
Bertuzzi ended up signing for less.
$4 million a year, I thought.
With Toronto, then he was being paid here. Listen, we'll see. It is a full rebuild.
Yep, that's
and
it.
And the pressure is on. What's next, Shime?
Well, one of those guys that was traded, Greg, was Brandon Carlo. He spoke before his first game as a Toronto Maple Leaf. We can hear from Brandon Carlo.
Yeah, it's been crazy, obviously. For me, I'm just trying to settle in. The guys have been great to me so far. This first game will be fun to get out of the way. Just trying to play a simple game tonight and settle my feet in.
After so many years with the Bruins and after so many playoff games against the Maple Leafs, what was it like just a few moments ago in that dressing room putting on that jersey?
It's crazy, and I'm really excited. You can see the way that this team is trending. They've been a hard out in the playoffs every year, so I'm really excited to join this group and try and facilitate these very skilled offensive guys.
Okay. It's the end of an era.
Yeah.
With a lot of those guys.
Yep.
But, we were arguing about this during the 6 o'clock hour briefly. I mean, they really have not performed the way you would have liked them to perform when it came to the playoffs.
Right. No.
This group, this core group.
Right.
And I guess I mean the core group of younger guys, minus it's Bergeron, it's Patrice, and David Krejci.
Right.
Because, so
now the question
is Bergeron. It's Patrice.
Now the question just becomes, how long does it take this team to get back to the playoffs? And when they do get back to the playoffs, are they a team that people feels like are going to make noise, or do they are they a team that is probably going to be a one and done?
Well, I think now we know they're going to build around Pasta, but I think the next big piece besides building around him is getting a head coach that they're going to stick with. Like, it's not going to be up to the players to determine if they like their coach after a few games or half a season. Great and point. I also, I've seen people on Twitch, I've seen Ryan just hung up on the phone being like, are you going to bow down to Rich Keefe now? If anything, and again, I respect Rich Keefe more than anybody else with Scoops, but
you don't bow down to anybody. But
I know, no, I do not. I do not. But when Fondo, it comes, yes, yes, of course. He's of my course, king. Yeah, he's but when it comes to the scoop that started this whole thing, like, if anything, they were working on a deal with Brad Marchand. I don't think that there was any issue inside that dressing room between he and David Pastrnak. I don't think that there was, like, any big scandal going on. I don't think this proves anything. They were if there was a big issue with Brad Marchand, then they would be trying to get him out of here as quick as possible.
Yeah, not giving him an extra year. So,
and I think Pasta is being honest when he's talking about the fact that he's lost three good friends. We could joke about it all we want. I just don't think that that was the case.
Huh. Yeah.
His team's going nowhere, though. I mean, when you look at where they are, his team's going.
Oh, they'll be back in the playoffs. Not next year, but the year after.
How? Off of what?
Well, you still have, you have a great goaltender.
You have a great
goaltender. You don't have the issue that the goaltender had with the holdout or whatever.
Right.
McAvoy Lorai is a good young defensive core to build around. Hampus Lindholm
is a turnover machine.
Yeah, Wiggy, he's like 22. He's going to get better.
You have
kept Kiki. Yep. There's a lot of potential there.
Shine must not be a real Bruins fan because he's a glass half full guy. You have goal scorer.
You said ass half full earlier.
Yeah, well, ass half full.
Yes.
You have one goal scorer.
Yeah, for now. That's why I said you won't be back next year, but in 2027, you'll be back in the
Lindholms.
Everybody makes the playoffs. You can easily get in as an 8 seed.
Well, you can't get in this year.
Well, yeah, because your team sucks this year.
Luke Sox fan in the Twitch chat is like, Greg, how can you say that with the way Swayman has been playing? Swayman has played above mid this season. Has he did not handle well the holdout. And it, you know, and you either put that on him or you put it on the Bruins because they ended up paying him. They could have done that, you know, from jump and he would have been there throughout camp and whatever. But
you got 2.5 players that are above mid. You got Pasta, who's really good. Your goaltender, you know, he's good. Maybe he's not having a great year. And then
McAvoy.
But McAvoy is kind of like, which McAvoy are you going to get? Are you going to get Team USA McAvoy?
Yeah.
Or are you going to get the McAvoy that I feel like we kind of saw before the injury, who was just like, oh.
I just think there are a lot of issues with this team, which is why, again, like, I think the contract negotiations plus the issues in the locker room were playing into why Swayman's been kind of bad at times. Mm-hmm. I think McAvoy was feeling the same way. Like, the only person
you can't say kind of bad at times because somebody in the Twitch chat is saying worst goalie in the league by many metrics.
Relax. he's not the worst goalie in the league. Stop. And then Pasta's just awesome because he just doesn't. He isn't fazed by anything, and he just scores.
Yeah, but we know in hockey, one guy can't get it done. Look at how many years Ovechkin
was. No, you're absolutely right, Wiggy. You're 100% right in that regard. But, I have confidence that Don Sweeney can find guys and bring them in.
Didn't we just have a guy call up and said Sweeney is clueless when it comes to draft picks? You know, he's missed on a ton of free agents. Now you have confidence in this
guy?
Has
he missed on a ton of free agents? Like, yes, I'll give you that the Zadorov-Lindholm one
doesn't
look
great. Where do you stand on Jake DeBrusque, for instance?
He was a good player. He played on your top line for years. He wasn't great, but he was just a good player. I mean, Pastrnak was a really good draft pick. McAvoy, really good draft pick. Carlo was a pretty good draft pick. Swayman was a pretty good. Like, you've made good draft picks over the years. Has it been a lot? No. But you've also haven't had an opportunity to pick at the top half of the first round very often.
This is Greg from Marshfield. Hey, Greg.
Hey, how you doing? Yeah, my girlfriend and her whole family is from Weymouth. Oh, she's heartbroken. You know, she's from a hockey family. Wait. You know, she still has two brothers that play in senior leagues. They used to stick her in net when she was a kid playing goalie. I mean, the whole town's in mourning.
Well,
but
why?
she had a miserable weekend.
But if Curtis were here, he'd say why Weymouth? It should be Littleton that is very
right.
upset.
I think it's a Cushnet.
That was. Littleton's Charlie Coyle, no longer a Boston Bruin.
Yep.
Sad.
He might win a cup, though.
Yes, he may win a cup.
Him or Marchand.
Yep. Marchand, that pick gets, if Marchand plays and they get to the second round?
No, they have to win two rounds of the playoffs.
Then it becomes
and Marchand
the first
has to play
round.
More than 25% of the games.
Then it becomes a first round pick.
Correct.
So there is light at the end of that tunnel. All right, what else?
Well, Jason Tatum, the best team in town, the Celtics, Tatum spoke after the game against the Lakers and was asked about his nickname.
Oh, okay.
And the nicknames that he likes. Uh-huh. Here was Jason Tatum.
Okay. Depending on our relationship, you know, certain people call me different things. A lot of my friends do call me Taco. You know, Big Deuce. I've seen Portland tweeted out the anomaly.
You like that one?
I don't know. Big Deuce is cool.
Why Taco?
I know Taco Falls probably like, hey, step off.
I wouldn't mind Taco. I think I'd right. probably, if I were Jason Tatum, I'd prefer Big Deuce. Like Big Deuce.
But he said a lot of his friends call him Taco.
Yeah.
So I'd love.
Where does that come from?
Does he love tacos?
Maybe.
Maybe he does.
You know.
Maybe Taco Tuesday is his thing.
I don't know. Something. I'd love to know.
I think that's a LeBron thing.
I'd love to know where the origin story of that name came from. Taco.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. All right. Well.
My sub has bacon. I mean,
did the Curtspiracy lose any energy for you with the way that game went Saturday
night?
Well,
how were the ratings? When the ratings have gone through the roof
for
that
game?
I'm
sure the ratings were really good. I mean, yeah. I heard.
Taco Tuesday!
I heard from a very, very, very good source.
Mm-hmm.
I think this number will astound you. What the last four floor seats that were available for Saturday night went for.
Mm-hmm.
But would you like to guess?
The last four floor seats, I would probably...
Per ticket.
Per ticket, I would probably say 10 grand.
Oh, yep. I would... More?
Yep.
Oh, I was going to say like 3 grand.
I cannot believe this number. It's got to be somebody from Los Angeles with a ton of dough.
Oh, so you're probably talking about 50 grand a ticket.
$40,000 a ticket for the last four floor right. seats. 160 grand.
Yep. Well... Because all the Laker fans are probably like...
Can you imagine that?
No.
No.
And someone bought him?
Yes.
Yeah, but
yes.
A rich dude from L.A. who's a Lakers fan is like, oh, we're back. I'll spend 50 grand. Yeah. This is the finals matchup. And then after the first half, you kind of saw that the Celtics were far superior team.
That's too much. That's
a lot of money.
When you have too much money.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Is that it, Shine?
That'll do it today, Greg.
Okay, thank you. We will get to Courtney and to today's news coming up next.
It's time for...
Formaggio, the mozzarella, the cream cheese, the ricotta, the parmesan drizzled with some honey on it. That sounds pretty good.
The news.
Finagle the bagel.
With your host, Courtney Cox.
What's your favorite accoutrements?
Sponsored by Northeast Men's Health. With 5 locations throughout New England and at northeastmenshealth.com.
Wrong guy, brother.
On WEEI.
What do you think they would say if I stood up?
Sean, did we pick a time to give the Bruins tickets away for the new era? The new era tickets. Do we pick a time for those?
I'm not sure we did pick a time, Greg.
You want to give them away at 8:30?
Oh, that sounds awesome.
Okay. All right. So... if you are listening at 8:30 or you are watching at 8:30, you could win Bruins tickets from this show as a new era gets underway for the Boston Bruins. Yep. But right now, Courtney, with today's news.
Starting off with a terrible story. A female student from Pitt has gone missing on spring break. 20-year-old Sudiksha Konansky, I believe is how you pronounce the name, was in Punta Cana for spring break when her friends contacted authorities because she wasn't in her bed on Thursday morning.
Now, she went for a walk or something, right? On the beach by herself?
With a young man.
With a guy.
Yeah, after 4 a.m. that morning. swimming. So they went swimming. They were on a walk on the beach. She was in a brown bikini. If you're looking on Twitch right now, this photo was obviously taken before that, but same brown bikini that she was seen on the beach swimming at 4 a.m. with this young man.
You never go off resort. That is the problem in a lot of these places, Wiggy.
Was she off resort?
It seemed like she was on the beach. Yeah. Oh, okay. But police are questioning that young man that went swimming with her before she vanished. No name for that young man or if he was like a fellow student from Pitt. But they
know who the guy is.
Yeah, they're questioning him.
All right.
Really scary. Jeremy Goodorf, the JetBlue pilot who was arrested last month at Logan, was facing charges of second-degree sexual exploitation of a minor in North Carolina, and he shot and killed himself on Friday as officers approached him at his car at the Wonderland MBTA station in Revere.
This is the guy that they caught as he was getting on a JetBlue flight, am I right?
He was piloting a flight to Paris from Boston. The authorities got on the flight, took him off the plane, obviously. Okay. But he has been in town, I guess, for the last month waiting to face these charges and unfortunately shot and killed himself. Okay. Here's an area resident on BZ.
It's just shocking in general. I mean, the fact that I come here often.
What does she mean? What comes where? Logan?
Maybe the MBTA station.
Oh, the MBTA station. Oh,
and he did that out front, yeah.
All right.
47-year-old Michael Ciccolella, a middle school teacher at High Rock Middle School in Needham, has been placed on leave while facing multiple charges for allegedly distributing and possessing child pornography.
Jesus.
Now, this story gets worse and worse the more you hear. Authorities have been zeroing in on him since August when they traced child porn posted online back to his home address. They say the videos are mostly boys between the ages of 3 and 12.
How long has he been teaching? Do you know?
A very long time. Police say they've found 168 new videos.
Jesus.
And we can hear from his son on BZ.
I think it's important to support the people around you, especially if they would support you also.
That's his son.
Saying
support him?
Yeah.
He's gonna get his when he gets to prison.
Not for nothing. If I'm a parent and my child goes to Needham Middle School, and you know that authorities have been looking in on him since August, and he's been teaching there for months. Since that, I'd be so petrified. Yeah. Like, where is he getting these videos?
Right.
Disgusting.
A human cannonball is recovering in California after a stunt double mishap. Chachi the Rocket Man Valencia from North Texas, but was in California for this performance.
Doing the circuit.
Yep, doing the circuit.
Doing the human cannonball circuit.
Yeah.
Was this at a rodeo or a carnival or what was the event?
It was at just one of his shows. Okay. He has performances.
Okay. Still big, huh? The human cannonball?
Massive.
That's huge.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I mean, they're just shot out of the, shot out of the cannon. It's like a cannonball, but it's human.
Multiple flips.
And it seemed like the actual cannon was working, doing its job. His form, nothing to do with that. The net that is supposed to catch him.
Yep.
Mishap there.
Oh.
He bounced off of it. It did not absorb him, caused him to bounce off. He is suffering from broken ribs, a broken wrist, and a bleeding liver, which sounds pretty bad.
Yeah.
But we can hear what he had to say.
Okay.
Right before the shot, I think the wind moved and it started crosswind. And the wind caught me and threw me off to one side. But then with the momentum and everything, I hit the net, but then I bounced out pretty much. And I don't remember anything after I hit the net.
Now, if you are somebody who makes a living off of doing this, do you go back to that living after a terrible injury like this?
That's all he knows.
That's
all he knows.
Who's the motorcycle guy who used to do it all the time?
Evel Knievel?
No, not Evel Knievel. The one, oh, man, used to wear... And they used to use the dummies with him and everything. His name was Bob something. Was it Bob?
I don't know.
You are sometimes.
I need help
in
the Twitch.
You are just so stoned. I can't figure out exactly what you're saying half the time.
There was a guy who used to do a Super Dave.
Oh, Super
That's
Dave.
That's who it was.
Super Dave ended up getting a television show things. Yeah.
So he was big into doing a lot of that kind of stuff.
There's a lot of risk in the human cannonball game. Like, for instance, he obviously didn't allow for the wind.
Correct. Right.
So that's the problem. That's the problem.
Shout out to the Twitch, too.
They're the ones who had the name for it. Dave Osborne was
Yes, Super Dave.
Being a stunt double, though, crazy way to make a living. Like, nobody ever knew about the Harry Potter stunt double who was a teenager and
Santo did.
Right, of course.
Santo knew about it.
But it was Daniel Radcliffe's stunt double in Paralyzed from a weird way that he hit.
Kind of a Quidditch accident or something?
They were filming like a Quidditch scene, and the way in which he hit the back board, he was paralyzed.
Well, those guys, they take a lot of danger.
I will say, if we could get permission from the forefathers in Gloucester, good alternate event for Shime, since they won't allow him to do the greasy pole. We could do a human cannonball shine thing right out of the back of the Beauport Hotel, right into the harbor.
I don't know that I want to be launched. I'll do a cannonball into the ocean. Does that count?
Not really.
I could do a better one than you did into the pool.
It really doesn't count. We kind of need the whole cannon aspect of the thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a little too dangerous for me.
You think so?
Yeah, really? Maybe. It doesn't take any skill. I'm just getting put in a cannon and shot out of it.
You tuck and roll. It's not that hard.
I mean, since he brought it up, I would like to see his form doing a cannonball. I think that would be
exceptional form.
Unless he's gonna do it like in a Pokemon costume.
Oh yeah, I got one. I can do that.
But I'm with Greg. I want to see it shot out of a cannon.
I do too.
No.
All right.
Nope.
We got to take a break, but we will get to the rest of today's news next.